This is the face of a very happy woman, and that's because we've hit 1,000 subscribers on the Lightroom. I am happy. I am thrilled. I am pumped. I'm excited. Let me just paint a scenario to you. Imagine 3 years ago, you just wanted to share more about your faith. You just wanted to talk to people about things that other people are not talking about, especially concerning Christian faith. You just wanted to have conversations with people and answer their questions. That's how the Lightroom started. 3 years ago, it started as an audio podcast and a newsletter. And then about a year ago plus, September 2022, it started out as a YouTube channel. 69 videos later, we had 1,000 subscribers. I am so excited. I want to thank all of you who have been a part of this journey and been a part of this story. I pray that the Lord will reward you and you get to feel the sense of excitement and joy I currently feel right now. So thank you so much. If you have not subscribed, please join this happy train and subscribe to this channel. On that note, you are welcome to the Lightroom, and my name is Chiso, and I'm super excited to host you on today's episode. If you're listening on podcast, please know that I love you and take my kisses. What did I just do? If you're listening on podcast, know that I love you. I'm so happy that you've been following me, even though you can't watch on YouTube for one reason or the other. I love you. I think about you. And of course, this episode is on podcast. That's why you can hear it. So thank you for being a part of this journey. You're important to me and I deeply, deeply appreciate you. So for the past 2 weeks, we've been on some spicy topics. The first one was on hormones and the Holy Ghost. And the feedback I got from that video was phenomenal. So many women could relate to things I shared. And I don't want to go into recapping a video I've already done before. So just go back and watch the video, because what I'm sharing today is a build up on the past two videos. The last video was on common sense reasons to avoid premarital sex. That video was actually recorded 6 months ago. Yes, I recorded it 6 months ago and I only released it last week. Why? It just so happened. But I'm excited I released it. I'm excited that it has blessed many of you. And this video today is going to build up on an important question from that last video. So if you watched the last two videos, please watch it if you haven't at this point. I'm really begging. So if you watched the last two videos and you're like, oh, please, I get your point. You have shared with us that we have hormones, but we have the Holy Ghost. So even with our hormones and hormonal changes and emotional changes and feelings we feel, we can walk in the spirit. Yeah, I get that. I hear you. And you also share that we shouldn't have premarital sex. I mean, it's from the Word of God. The Word of God trumps every common sense reason. But you also shared common sense reasons with us. Thank you. I get it. But I have real feelings. I have real desires. What do I do with these desires as I'm single? I'm not married or I'm dating. What do I do? Can the desires just pack up, lock up somewhere and just don't disturb me till I'm married? And I was having a conversation with my friend and we're talking about this very same thing, because I'm like, if we can't have premarital sex as believers, which is an instruction from the Lord and is important, I just wish there was a way to bottle up, you know, congee. If you don't know the meaning of congee means sexual desires, basically. I wish there was a way to just bottle it up and close it. Then on your wedding day, as they're giving you wedding gifts, they will give you back those desires. But it just so happens that it doesn't work that way. Yes. But the Lord will help us. Amen. And this video is to help everyone that has this question on their hearts. It's very important. Trust me, while this is most beneficial when you're waiting and honoring God with your body before marriage, choosing not to have sex before marriage and all of that, while this is most beneficial to you, I promise you, learning this now would help you at any stage of your life, whether you are single, whether you are dating, whether you're married. Because even when you get married, what happens when your partner travels? What happens when, for one reason or the other, maybe health reasons, or your wife gives birth, and for 6 weeks the doctor tells you no, funny business? What happens to you in that moment? Would your emotions lock up and be kept to another wedding day? No, it just doesn't work that way. So learning how to deal with your sexual desires would help you at any stage of your life. Before I even go further, when I was growing up, I mean, we are all still growing, but years back, when I used to intentionally look for books on marriage and try to learn about what that whole life was going to be about, what relationships were, I just became more conscious about that part of my life. I started to learn, and it just felt like the narrative was, well, everybody has sexual desires, but you see men need it. Men need sex. They need it like food. I literally heard a video, I watched a video that it was phrased that way. And when I was waiting, I was like, so do women not want sex? Because the general narrative I was getting is that, you know, men love sex, men want sex every time. But you know, women, most likely they are the shakara ones. They are the ones that, you know, I'll see skits sometimes. I still do see some of those skits sometimes where, you know, a husband is trying to make a move on his wife, but she's tired, or she says, wait, let me finish my Bible study, I'll get back to you, and then she slips off or something like that. It's all fun and jokes, because the people that make those skits are people I follow. I enjoy their content. It's clean, it's relatable, it's funny. But I just really never got why that was the narrative. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the narrative is entirely false, but it's not entirely true either. Men and women have sexual desires, and they're as severe for both of them, or as serious for many people. So do I argue that women have fluctuating sexual desires over time because of their hormones and all of that? I do not argue that. I get it. But in the same vein, while I believe that, you know, men also love sex and it's important to them, I also believe that's not the only thing they want. They have emotional needs. They have other needs that are not sex. They are not animals. They are human beings with real feelings, real emotions. Yeah, women may express them more in many cases, but the base of my point is we all have sexual desires, or most people have sexual desires. Please, you get my point. You get what I'm saying. And for today's video, I'll mostly be talking from a woman's perspective. You see that video that I've been promising you that my husband and I are going to have? It's going to happen really soon. It's in the works. I'm trusting that it's going to be released this month. Let me know again in the comment section. I love to see your energy when I talk about this video, because I've been thinking about this video. Should I do it? Should I not do it? You know, private. So, but we believe that the things we would share, the questions we would answer, would help a lot of Christian couples, like that are dating, even married couples by God's grace, and single people. Like, I believe it would help everyone. When we were dating, and even now we're still married, there's so many people whose content blessed us in that way. And I mean, we just feel honored to be able to share our own story and our lessons. And yeah, so expect the video is what I'm saying. Anywho, on today's perspective, largely from a woman's perspective and from a believer's perspective, woman or not, I will be sharing with you ways to deal with sexual desires while you wait on the Lord. How do I deal with the sexual desires while I wait on the Lord? Number one, identify your triggers. Identify your triggers. For some people, you start to feel like raging sexual desires when you are bored, or you are less busy, or there is a specific trigger. I want you to identify these triggers and choose to control them. I'll give you an instance. A couple of days ago, I wanted to watch a movie while eating. We all do that, right? So there was this movie that I had been seeing its trailer on Netflix. And I'm like, this movie looks interesting. It was action-packed. I was like, okay, let me check it out. I started the movie. It was looking great. The plot was on point. Cinematography was on point. The storyline was good. And then there was also an actress that I really like. I love her accent. And English is not her first language, but she learns English. And it's just interesting to hear her speak. So I love hearing her speak. So when I saw that she was in the movie, I was like, oh, nice. I really want to watch her act. I want to watch a full movie where she acts. So I was like, okay, let me watch it. It was going great. Till mid episode one, or like three quarter episode one, there was like a nude flash. And in my head, it was not her nude flash. It was just like a random person's nude flash. And I'm like, this scene could have worked without that nude flash. And I was just like, okay, I just moved forward. Like I just skipped, moved forward. And then we continued watching the movie and then another nude flash. I was like, nah, I can't do this. I know I'm married, but this was a standard I had even before I got married, that I will not consume sexual content if it's a joke, like especially raunchy sexual content, if it's a joke, if it's a movie. It doesn't have to be porn. As far as it is suggestive in any way, shape or form, I would not watch it. And yeah, so I stopped watching it. What I then did afterwards, which leads me to my second point, is I told my husband, I was like, babe, there was this movie I started watching. I really love it, but it has nude scenes and I want to stop watching it. And he immediately understood. Like, there was no, oh, are you sure you don't want to skip? Like, he got my points. He understands the story. And then I just stopped watching it. But randomly, I'll just be maybe less busy and I want to eat and watch a movie and I'll just think of that storyline and I'm like, oh, I feel like watching this movie. It's interesting. But I don't want to put myself in a position where I would then have to see things I don't want to see, right? So anytime I feel that way, I will text my husband. Like, it happened today when I was, just before I came to record this movie, I was eating. I said movie, just before I came to record this video, I was eating and I was watching a movie and I felt like watching the movie. I almost said the movie's name. I felt like watching the movie. So I texted my husband. I said, hi, babe. I felt like watching this movie, but I'm not going to watch it. So just telling you. So, you know, you can check on me sometime. And then he responded. So doing that holds me accountable. So even if I like the movie, I won't go back to watch it because there is something there that I don't want to see. I don't want to deal with. So identify your triggers. Work out a plan to control those triggers, and a viable plan is accountability. For you, if it's books, just stop buying those books altogether. There are so many great books that don't have sexual content. It's even easier to find a book without sexual content than to find a movie without sexual content. So there are so many great books you could be reading. Substitute the books. Just identify it. Be honest with yourself and avoid those triggers, whatever the triggers may be. There are also triggers like being with the opposite sex in the same place. So you can tell a trusted friend that, oh, this is how I feel when I'm with the opposite sex in the same place. And I want you to help me. If I tell you I'm going out, please ask me who I'm going out with. If you see that I'm out late at this is the time, please ask me who I'm with. If your triggers are boredom, for instance, boredom, tiredness, stress, work out a plan to avoid it. Like, for instance, if you find that you struggle with raging sexual desires late at night, or a recurring habit, and it's your trigger point is late at night when everybody is supposed to be sleeping, when the Wi-Fi is faster, when you are less busy and just trying to wind down from the day, start trying to sleep earlier or work around that time or have calls with your friends around that time. But whatever you're doing, block out your triggers in that moment. It is workable, but as I said, accountability would help you make it work. Accountability would help you make it work. The next thing that I want to share with you is resetting your mind. I know that you may have expected me to say this first, but it's intentionally the third point. And it's important because the devil is very sneaky and tricky. He starts the battle in your mind.
The battle is not when you are now with somebody and you attempted to have sex with this person or you attempted to fall into this habit again. That's not where the battle starts. The battle starts here in your mind. That's where the battle starts. And you have to start fighting the battle from here in your mind. Because the devil tries to pervert over and over again the idea of sex. He makes you feel filthy, unworthy when you have these desires or when those feelings come up. But the desires in and of themselves are not filthy and are not dirty. God has given you these desires to be expressed in a right context, to be expressed at the right time. And you see that gap between the desire and the time is what the devil is trying to take advantage of. But in that moment, you can learn patience. Backtrack to the video on patience I did, that it's in moments where you are tempted to show impatience that you are able to solidify a lesson on patience. So it's in those moments where you are tempted to go contrary, there and there again, you can insist on what you want. You can insist on victory that comes in the Word of God. Word of God says that you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And in that moment, you can insist on it. And that leads me to my fourth point, confessing. You need to say it out loud many times. You need to voice it out, not just say it in your head. When I wanted to stop watching that movie, I didn't just say it in my head. I voiced it out. I want to stop watching this movie because while it's great and it's interesting, it has sexual content and I don't want to deal with that. Like, think about it. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, I know I'm married, but I don't want to now be watching something and there's sexual content there, but I don't skip it because, well, I'm married and I'm like, but I don't want to skip it. But like, if I let what I'm watching influence my desires that way, it's still not ideal. It's not appropriate because you are now stirring up desires from something other than your spouse. It was a movie that triggered that desire. You saw something in a movie, you saw people doing something, and your mind may not have been there, but now that movie has shaped your mind to start desiring this thing. And okay, you have a spouse, okay, great. But the journey to like wanting to be with your spouse in that moment was not an ideal journey. Your desires should come because you love your spouse and you want to show love to your spouse physically in this way, not because you watched a movie and things happened in the movie, so you want to replicate what happened in the movie. Please, and please, no. So confess it out loud. This is why I won't do this. It's something my husband and I have practiced over and over again, even still now in our marriage. We practice a lot while we're dating. So if I feel a type of way or a trigger came up during the day, I would call him and I'm like, babe, please, can you remind me while we are waiting? Why are we honoring God with our bodies in this relationship? Why are we waiting till marriage? And in that moment, he will be stronger and then he'll remind me, okay, babe, we are honoring God with our bodies. We are doing this first to God and not to ourselves. Remind me all these things and make me say it after him. And there are times where I've had to do that for him as well. I've had to do that for my friends. Some of my friends have had to do that for me. It is important that you confess, like say it out loud. Like shaking your head will not shake the idea off your head. Please, it's not enough to shake your head. It's not enough. The last point I will share is walk in the Spirit. You know the scripture in Galatians. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. How do you walk in the Spirit? By doing the things that your spirit loves. Bible study, prayer, fasting, all those things that your body does not like. And do them. Pray more, study more, fast more. The same way you get triggered to fall into habits when you spend more time doing those things that the habits desires, like watching movies you shouldn't watch, reading books you shouldn't read. In the same vein, if you want to walk in the Spirit consistently, you have to fill your mind and your spirit with what your spirit needs. The Word of God, prayer, consecration. So it could be cutting off from movies entirely or any type of movie. I have a friend that is currently on a movie fast and I really applaud her for doing that because for her, it's just an act of consecration to the Lord, and it's something you can pick up. Whatever shape or form it may take for you, it may be books for you, it may be music for you, whatever it is, cut it off. There is nothing that should be so big you can't let go because of the Lord. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that this video would not just be another video that you watch. I pray that when you start to notice changes, which will be from today in the name of Jesus, you would see that there is a different kind of strength you have to deal with sexual temptations. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you've chosen in your heart to honor God with your body, I pray that He supplies you the strength that you need in the name of Jesus. And if you are on the edge, you've not really made up this decision to honor God with your body by waiting till marriage, I pray that by the mercies of God, He pulls you out of situations that you shouldn't be, and He helps you know and solidify in your heart why you should make this decision in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel if you have not done that already. I want you to take time and pray about the things that I have shared. Share this with your friend. Have conversations about this topic with your friend. Better still, share this video with them. Share it with your family, friends, somebody that needs it. And please leave a comment. Let me know what blessed you the most in this video. Let me know what you'll be doing differently because of this video. So thank you so much again. Till my next video next week. Adios. Bye-bye.